guys know that there's a cat that I actually want to be best friends with? I know! I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Ah, welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026, and we just heard Islet with Do the Dance, 빌려온 고양이. Yes. Of course, I'd love to have a meeting with Warren Buffett or Elon Musk, but move over. Tech CEOs and oracles from Omaha. There's a new billionaire in town that I want to be, you know, chummy with y'all. And she has whiskers. Meet Nala, officially known as the world's richest meow cat. Once a shelter cat adopted in Los Angeles back in 2010, Nala, a Siamese tabby mix affectionately known as Pookie, LA is now estimated to be worth, or Nala is estimated to be worth around $100 million, which is 147 billion won. Did I mention she has whiskers? Mm-hmm. Now, Nala's rise to fame began in 2012 when her owner casually opened her own social media account. Her wide-eyed expressions and perfectly timed sass quickly won the internet over. Today, she boasts more than 4.5 million followers, earning her a Guinness World Record as the most followed cat in the world. But Nala isn't just cute. She is a CEO. Anyways, she co-founded the premium pet food brand Love Nala, launched merchandise lines, digital content, and even ebooks. In short, this cat has multiple revenue streams and even zero student loans. While she may get less buzz than Taylor Swift's cat Olivia Benson or the famously wealthy dog Gunther the Sixth, Nala represents something bigger. She's become a global symbol of the adopt, don't shop movement. Proof that a sheltered animal can rise to international fame and fortune. Mm-hmm. And we have the perfect song for that. It's by Rise, and it's called Fame. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, we got more music for everyone. Yoonha with Point Nemo. And then we have Yoohae Seung with Change. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to put down your laptops, your notebooks, your portfolios, your pens, your papers, your highlighters, whatever it is that you're using to work, and don't work. Let your, you know, your creative juices relax, and let Brian's creative juices, you know, and his voice linger into your brains and soak into your brains with all the information that we have for you today. Now, speaking of cute animals with whiskers, be honest, how many cute animal videos and reels have you watched today, including the ones I probably posted? of my dogs and me sleeping in bed all cuddled up. Now, videos and shorts of cute puppies, kittens, giraffes, penguins. And there's an animal that Karen wrote on here I can't even pronounce. A capybaras? I don't know what animal that is. I've never even seen one of these. And once you start, you probably can't stop. And I've actually done that where I realized it's like 12 midnight and I see cute videos and I look at the time and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why are these animals so cute? You got to stop being so cute. Now, good news, all that scrolling, it might actually be doctor approved. A study from the University of Leeds in the UK found that simply watching cute animal photos or videos can physically reduce stress. Now, here's what they did. Now, researchers put stressed out students and staff under pressure, then had them watch baby animal videos for exactly 30 minutes. And that's it. No meditation, no naps, just cuteness overload. Yes. The sad thing for me is I'll watch the cute videos and then all of a sudden I'll see an animal video at a funeral and then I start crying. That's my problem. Anyways, the results. Anxiety levels dropped by about 35% and heart rates slowed by around 6%. Nothing else changed. It was the same room, same schedule, but their bodies visibly relaxed. And why? Because cute animals activate the brain's caregiving and bonding circuits, triggering the release of oxytocin. That's the connection hormone, guys. The reaction lowers stress hormones like cortisol, relaxes muscles, and calms your nervous system. In other words, this isn't just vibes. It's biology. So next time someone asks, why are you watching a baby otter hold hands for the 10th time in a row? Just say, I'm practicing self-care. I care about myself. I'm trying to lower, you know, my heart rate right now. So step away. Just do that, okay? Anyways, we have a great song for you guys right now to watch baby videos and animal videos. This is Dynamic Duo and Call Me with Take Care. NPR featuring Shipsenchi with So Cute. Requests and responses! That's right! It is that time. It is time for me to read out all your messages and blast out your requested songs. And you know we love to hear from you guys. And you have to stick with us to the end because one of you lucky people, persons, men or women, whatever you want to call yourselves, we're going to send you a prize because I get to pick. I'm going to pick one of y'all. And you guys can always check back to see if you won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, KBS World, English Service page, and the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So if you haven't already, please do. And if they don't get played today, we play it throughout the week. Keep that in mind. Moving on to the first request from at Virginia Wolf. There's two O's in there. That's why I said it that way. DJ Brian님, 안녕하세요. 새해 새벽 출근하며 콩으로 KPC 듣다가 신청곡 보내고 싶어서 사연 보내요. I'm assuming she's a girl. Her name is Virginia. 추운 날씨에도 즐거운 방송 해주셔서 감사합니다. 비록 영어는 잘못 알아듣지만 팬심으로 출정한답니다. 브라이님의 행복을 응원해 신청곡 포도잼 살구잼. What's 지그 What is this? I don't know what she sent me letters in Korean. Hey DJ Brian, I was tuning in through the Kong app while on my way to work and wanted to send in a song request. Thank you for a fun show despite the cold weather. I don't understand English well, but we translated it obviously, guys. But I listen because I'm a fan. I wish for your happiness and I would like to request 포도잼, 살구잼's. I don't know that. Oh! So the letters actually mean 지긋지긋, 짝사랑. Okay. Oh. See, I don't know why people do these things anymore. I guess it's a new thing. I'd be confused. I'd think it's a typo if I saw someone text me that. 지긋지긋. Instead of using the actual vowels, I guess, in Korean. they take the vowels out. I mean, yes, they do that in the States too now, where they take the vowels out of certain words. But yeah, that just confused me. I was like, oh, is that a typo? But it's not. I guess that's in the title. Okay. Anyways, we got that for you because that's the request that you wanted to hear. 듣고 싶어서 저희가 준비했죠. This is grape jelly, apricot jelly, 포도잼, 살구잼 with 지긋지긋 짝사랑. Alright, that was 포도잼, 살구잼 with 지긋지긋 짝사랑. And we're back right now with more requests. Continuing, of course, and the next one is from Mads Jamota from our Book of Faces. Hello, DJ Brian. I'd love to request Crown by EXO, hoping you can play it for all the EXO L's listening today. Thank you, and keep up the great show. Yes, I do like this song. I saw their comeback, and it was a great performance. I do think it's a catchy song. So we got that song for you guys right now. And of course, I'm a big supporter of all the SM artists out there. You. And moving on, we have a message from, or a request from our message board. Song Che Won. Hi, DJ Brian. I would like to request Le Sserafim's Spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Funny thing is, we played the song so many times. And of course, in other stations as well. I never saw the video until like, when did I watch this video? I saw this video in LA. I was with my cousin and we're sitting at my Airbnb and I was like trying to kill time before we went out for dinner. And I finally saw the video for the first time in LA, of all places. Yes. Anyways, we're going to do you guys justice and play the requested songs. EXO Crown, Le Sserafim with BTS's very own J-Hope Spaghetti. All right, that was Le Sserafim featuring J-Hope. Eat it up, spaghetti. Yes. And now you guys know we have more requests coming in at y'all right now. But don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. The next one is from at Athma Madassery. Hello, DJ Brian. May I request a song, Drowning by Woods? Take care, everyone, and happy days. Yes, you can request it. Will we play it? I'm going to have to think about that. Of course! Of course we're going to play it because it's in our system. If it's not, we always tell people, you can't get mad at us if we can't play it because, you know, the uppers in our company and KBS. It's not our decision. The uppers won't allow it sometimes. Hence why it won't be in our system because they didn't pass the test. As in, you know, maybe the lyrics might be too explicit or, and you're probably like, oh, but they play it at the other network, other stations because they have different rules there. So just letting you know, don't get mad at us, okay? It's not our choice. Now moving on to our last request. It's from It Is Me, Paul T. Hi, DJ Brian and KPC team. How are you doing? I have one more year left of nursing school. Woohoo! It has been so busy. I can't wait for it to be done. Could you play at Hat Felt and Dio's new song, When the Last Tear Dries? I was so happy when I heard she had a new song for the new year. It's so good. All right. Now, for all you younger K-pop fans out there tuning in, Dio, okay? The Dio that we're talking about right now here is not Do Kyung-soo of EXO, okay? But Lee Hyun-do. Now, you're probably like, who that? Is that a new K-pop singer? Is he new? Is he like 17 years old, 18, 19? No. He is a 선배님. He is to you maybe even like, maybe 할아버지 status to you guys, all you young people. And he comes from a group called Deuce. I loved his music growing up. I still love his music. They came out in the 90s. Of course, a lot of younger K-pop people redid his song like 말하자면, and that was probably a song that you guys might know, but they had way other great songs that I loved. And unfortunately, the guy that he was in a group with passed away years ago, but he's still producing now. But that's the Dio we're talking about, Lee Hyun-do. Okay, that's Dio. He's a producer, I guess, a 사장님 of his company as well. So that's the Dio in this song. So don't be like, oh my god, Oh, we got To Kyung-soo from EXO in the song. No, it's not him. So all you EXO fans, it's not him. Just letting you know. And that is going to be a wrap up for this segment, but we still have a winner to announce. So do not go anywhere, guys. First up, Woods with Drowning. And then we have Hot Felt and Dio with When the Last Tear Dries, 마지막 눈물이 마르면. All right, guys, that was Hot Felt and Dio with When the Last Tear Dries, 마지막 눈물이 마르면. And it is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is Song Che-won! Congratulations! Let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us. kpop@kbs.co.kr with the gram handle, name, message board ID, whatever it was that you got in contact with us with, so we can find you and send you a prize, including the date that you've won. It'll make it that much easier. And with that said, it is time to wrap up our show for today. And taking us out, we got two great songs. We got Zero Base One with Love Apocalypse. And then AB6 with A Minute, A Second. 1분 1초. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. And this has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now. 필요 없어, 언젠가에 기회를...